Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Friday from KQWC Radio. Well, about this time today, Shannon Latham, my guest, along with Dennis Guth, were to have conducted a legislative town hall meeting at the Briggswoods Conference Center. And for the second time, weather's played a role in postponing this event for our lawmakers. They're at Briggswoods Conference Center. And Shannon Latham joins me on the phone line as we do this at just after 8 o'clock on Friday the 20th. Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Kind of a jinx right there for both Dennis Guth and yourself.
That's right. So two times now we've tried to hold this forum in Webster City, and both times the weather has played a role in having us reschedule it. So let's hope the third time will be a charm.
I think it will. I think it will, because February's just about done, another 9, 10 days, and then March will roll around, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, we're talking off air. You had a busy week with your fellow lawmakers on a wide range of bills. I believe this was funnel week, too, there at Des Moines.
That's right. So it's the first funnel week, and it was a record number of bills that we debated and considered. So as we've talked before, Pat, this first funnel week is really crucial because bills that originate in the Iowa House must pass through a subcommittee and a committee to be considered for floor debate. And then once those bills are debated in the House, they go over to the Senate. The same process also happens in that chamber. So bills that originated in the Senate had to pass through subcommittee and committee this week to be considered further.
What was the most impressive bill that you felt interest in this week?
Well, I don't know if it was the most interesting, but I think it was probably the most needed bill this week. So we debated one bill on the Iowa House floor, and it was the one that determines state supplemental aid, which provides funding for our community schools. And I know that's a really important number for them as they work on their school budget. And so the Senate had come out wanting to have an increase in state funding of 1.75%. The House came out requesting 2.25%, so the final negotiation arrived at supplemental state aid of 2%.
And that, go ahead.
Whoops, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay, so we arrived at state supplemental aid at 2%, and that amounts to $8,148 per student. That's an increase of $160 from the last school year.
Okay, so that we stand on some funding for the education programs in the state of Iowa. So where do we go from here? Would that be discussed by the Senate or what?
My understanding is that same bill, it was a Senate bill. It came over to the House. It was amended. We passed it off the floor. So that should be passed in the same form. If they did not do that, I should just look that up. They were going to pass that same bill because it was negotiated, and then it would go to the governor for her signature. So I can quick look that up to see if they were able to debate that yesterday or not. Mm-hmm. I got so busy with what was going on in the House that I'm not sure what was happening over on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's also talk briefly now. Have the representatives talked about this bottle bill situation this year? Was that the Senate issue or House?
Yeah, so the House has not talked about the bottle bill this year. That was something that we was widely discussed, I believe, last session, and we ended up passing. I have seen some emails from constituents talking about some changes. It's not anything that has been talked about, you know, by House Republicans in our caucus or in any of the committees that I've been on.
Again, we're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham from a home in near Sheffield. What else did we cover this week other than education?
Yes, so in Agriculture Committee, we dealt with a couple of bills on rights to repair. During this, you know, economy, we're looking for every way we can to help farmers save money. And we know that one major farm expenditure is the repair of agricultural equipment. So House Study Bill 751 and House File 2529 both passed through the House Ag Committee this week. Another very necessary bill that we passed was House Study Bill 745, and this is a bill that mirrors Division 5 of the Grain Indemnity portion of the Iowa Farm Act. Last year, the Iowa legislature passed a Grain Indemnity Fund update bill. I believe it had been like 30 years since that section of the Iowa Code has been updated, and obviously there are a lot of changes that have happened in agriculture over the time. Unfortunately, we had an unintended consequence of that bill, and what was happening is that smaller facilities were surrendering their grain dealer's license because the audits required for them were just costing them tens of thousands of dollars. And it really was unnecessary for them to have a full-on qualified audit because they weren't handling grain contracts. So what happened, or excuse me, I should say credit sale contracts. So this bill is going to revert to the law before 2025. So those small grain dealers who do not use credit sale contracts will not need to have those full on qualified audits. So I hope that's a bill that the Senate takes up soon so we can start providing immediate relief to that section of our ag economy as well.
Mm-hmm. So those are some of the key issues discussed this week in Des Moines. What's coming up next week, Shannon?
Yeah, so next week I think we'll be talking a lot more about debate now that we've had this subcommittee and committee work. There were several bills related to energy and insurance that came through the Commerce Committee. One bill that I had the pleasure of serving on a subcommittee for is House File 2193. What that does is it provides protection for live donors. It prohibits life, disability, and long-term care insurance from limiting their coverage if they're a living donor. So I was really happy to sit on that subcommittee as well. And then I ran a bill through the House Ag Committee that I forgot to talk about, and it was related to increasing, I guess, the availability of farm-to-table events, really trying to make it easier for farms to be able to host those farm-to-table experiences. I've been a proud supporter of Iowa's Choose Iowa program, which supports those smaller producers, and then also Iowa's cottage industry. So looking forward to seeing that bill hit the floor for hopefully full House debate soon.
So those are to be some of the issues coming up next week there at the state capitol in Des Moines. And just a reminder, too, that the forum that had been scheduled for Friday today, the 20th of February, between Dennis Guth and yourself, that will be rescheduled to a later date. Once we find out about it, I'm sure we'll pass along.
Absolutely. And then one final thing I wanted to say.
Yes.
Was it was so much fun to see the South Hamilton FFA officer team.
Right.
So they came to the Capitol and participated in Career Technical Education Day. They had a display with a tractor simulator that helped show people how that's used, how GPS is used for precision agriculture and how they use it in the classroom. So I just wanted to give them a big shout out.
Sure.
Thank them for including me in their visit to the Capitol.
Very good. Shanna Latham, we appreciate the time. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Pat. I'll look forward to it.